You're listening to Awaken the Healing, Reclaim Your Life, the podcast that's raising consciousness one listener at a time. We'll empower you through the shared knowledge of how to physically, mentally, and spiritually change your life and understand that we as humans have a much deeper purpose. Please welcome your host and self-empowerment expert, Trinaise.
Welcome to Awaken the Healing, Reclaim Your Life. This is episode 225, Cleanse Your Shadow, Part 1. Thank you for tuning in. Today we have a message from Spirit that you don't want to miss. I pray that all of you are well and in good spirits. I have missed you very much. I do realize that in some parts of the world, things could be much better, but this is why we must continue to hold the light. We are the light workers, and we are in the midst of birthing a new earth. So much change is happening on our planet right now. It's our job to keep the vibration as high as possible. So that means we need to be in alignment with our light. In times like this, we must remember the messages of the ancient seers. They were all shown that things would change in the twinkling of an eye, and that the light would fill the earth and all things would be made new. That's what we need to focus on right now. So today we're going to go a bit deeper into the process of cleansing your shadow. This is a two-part episode. In part one is the explanation of the cleansing, and part two is the exercise itself. We have to discuss this, and we need to have more clarity so that we understand why we need to do this cleansing of our shadow. And so today, we're just going to go a little deeper into it. What we see around us is only a reflection of what is inside of us. And so things cannot change outside of us if there is no real change inside of us. The transformation starts within. The ancient Toltecs are the wisdom keepers that we will learn a most effective technique from, of how to cleanse our shadow. This ancient shamanic training is very powerful, and it shifts your reality as soon as you begin to perform it. And the most powerful transformation that you will see is when you complete one of the cleansings of the shadow. And we'll go deeper into that in a minute. Now, it's a good idea for you to keep a journal of events as well as insights and gifts from the universe that you will receive as you perform your cleansing cycles. In this episode, I will describe to you what we are activating and how that can affect change in your inner and outer world. Then in the next episode, part two, I will perform the active breathing exercise with you, and you can follow along with me. Remember, everything that I share with you can be found in the book, The Dawn of the Sixth Sun, 2012 to 2021 by Sergio Magaña. So now let's talk about what the shadow is. Simply, it is our unconscious, which represents a very large aspect of ourselves, far more than our conscious mind. The shadow represents every aspect of you that is unseen. It is the part that you are unaware of. Now, in the book, Sergio provides us with a step-by-step description of the various facets of the darkness, coupled with the challenges that have to be faced in order to transform the destructive shadow element that is within each and every one of us. And it must be transformed in order to turn it into something constructive. So for the sake of brevity, we will not go over that in detail today. I simply want to share with you some of the important aspects of the exercise so that you have a greater understanding of what this cleansing the shadow is all about. The ancients say that the shadow is part of the black Texcatlipoca, This is the terminology used by the ancient Toltecs, which represents a very powerful aspect of your creation. It is the darkness from which we have all sprung forth. And this sacred breathing exercise uses ancient numerology to activate powers in order to bring about your blossoming, which we call our awakening. Now, the number 13 is the number of blossoming and of solar change for the ancient Toltecs. So when you invoke the number 13, you are invoking the power of the sun in order to bring about the awakening. Now, isn't that interesting? Because it becomes much clearer why we have been taught that the number 13 is a bad luck number. And this is due to its ability to activate the transformational power of the sun. And in the United States, most elevators skip the 13th floor. So I don't know if this is internationally, but in this country, this is so. So it's a bad luck number for the demonic powers that be, that they go as far as removing the number 13 from elevators. This number 13 being activated can and will actually bring about their downfall. So this is why we want to activate this number in as many areas of our life as we can, in order to reconnect to that transformational power of the sun to bring about the awakening, because the time is now. Now, the number 8 represents the Venus-Moon cycle that rules both dreams and complementary shadow and light aspects of our reality. The number 9 is the number of the shadow of the 9 underworlds. And remember, this is where most people remain trapped in their shadow, never breaking free from the lower realms. The number 104 is also being activated from the perspective of the Earth, using Venus as a reference point. It takes 104 years for the cosmos to return to its original position and to give rise to a new cycle. This is activating the number 5, which is all about transformation. So in this sacred exercise of cleansing the shadow, we would do 13 active days of breathing. Then we take an 8-day break. This is your 21-day cycle. We do this 8 times, back to back, and this is considered one cleansing of the shadow. There can be no interruptions moving from one 21-day cycle to the next. So I suggest using your calendar to keep track of your active breathing days and your rest days. Otherwise, it can be very confusing. Personally, I use a red pen to indicate the days of my active breathing, which are 13, and a black pen to denote the 8 days of rest. And you can think of this as a yin-yang cycle as well. The yang would be the 13 days of active breathing, and the yin would be the 8 days of rest. The energy is still working, even when you are in your rest period of the cycle. Now let's look at what the breathing exercise will be like. You should have your eyes closed during the breathing, inhale through your nose, and mentally count up to the number 13. At this point is when we intentionally breathe in the transformational power of the sun. Then exhale through the mouth, mentally counting up to 9, releasing the shadow energy that we are working to free ourselves from in each movement. We do 13 of these breathing cycles for 8 separate movements. And between each movement, we set a new intention for what we are working to remove. And each intention corresponds to the number and what that number stands for. This is precise and very mathematical. In all, we complete 104 sacred breaths, aligning our energy with the cosmic forces. This breathing exercise represents the passage from the shadow through the numbers 9 and 8 to the light, represented by the number 13. The most auspicious time to do this is at dawn, when we're moving from the shadow into the light. But it can be done later. Spirit says to try to complete your breathing before the sun reaches its noon peak. So you should face the sun while doing your breaths, which should be facing the east. But this may change because of the time of day that you are doing your breathing. And a very auspicious day to begin this exercise would be the day before the new moon. But again, time is of the essence. So if you want to get started right away, then I suggest that we do this because we just need to get moving on this as a collective. The more of us doing this cleansing, the better. Now, the ancients say that you should do at least 4 shadow cleansings in a lifetime, but some do it yearly or as a regular practice after becoming aware of the level of transformation that it brings. And I would have to say that this is also true for me as well. I will continue to do this. In part 2, I will be doing the breathing exercise for you, and you can follow along with me. And in this way, you can learn to do it for yourself. There are lots of numbers, and it can get pretty confusing. So this is why I have recorded it for you. I want to stress that you will want to save or download my recording of the shadow cleansings, just in case they try to remove it. This cleansing is very powerful, and the dark ones do not want you to have this information or to access this power. They actually removed the recording that I was using with Sergio on YouTube. So they removed it right after I mentioned it to you in an earlier episode. So that recording was up there since the year 2011, and then all of a sudden, after I mentioned it on my podcast, it got removed. So be sure to download part 2 as soon as you can. All right, family, it's time to cleanse your shadow. This is how we transform our world. Be sure to share these episodes with those you know it will resonate with. The more people we have cleansing the shadow, the more powerful this will be. We can take our world back simply by using sacred breaths and working on our own inner shadow. Because as we heal our inner darkness, the outer darkness will be healed. This is powerful. So be prepared for your life to get better and better as you do these cycles of sacred breaths. The results I have seen in my life are truly unbelievable. Be sure to pick up your book of Sergio's, Dawn of the Sixth Sun, to learn more about these ancient practices. And that book is absolutely power-packed with information, and it will help you understand and understand more about what to expect in the Sixth Sun. Many blessings to you all. You are always in my prayers. Please stay in the light. Until our next show, be love, peace, and good health.
We appreciate you taking the time to join us for this episode of Awaken the Healing, Reclaim Your Life. Once you've subscribed to the podcast, be sure to visit us at awakenthehealing.com for more ways to maximize your potential for greatness. We look forward to helping you understand your purpose next time on Awaken the Healing, Reclaim Your Life.
You can do whatever you want, just believe in it, believe in it.